Okay.
All right, Tom, hold the flag up.
The Piscataway Township Planning Board meeting, Cleveland, please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Waller? He's here. Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny? Mr. Espinoza?
Here.
Mr. Foster? And Madam Chair?
Here. Tom, would you read the open public meeting notice, please?
We're holding this meeting virtually pursuant to the directive from the Department of Community Affairs in light of the COVID pandemic. The appropriate notices were sent out with the password and login information for this Zoom meeting. I believe we have complied in all regards with the DCA guidelines, and I'm comfortable with the meeting going forward on Zoom, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you. Can we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Laura?
Yes.
This is Sue. Keep going, but something's going on with my audio right now. But I'll let you know. I'm okay so far, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Can we get the professionals sworn in, please?
Okay. Sorry. This is Carol Saunders. I'd like to swear in the professionals. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Adoption of the resolution to memorialize action taken on September the 9th, 2020.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize application 20PV-07 KISS Products Inc. for preliminary and final site plan.
Do I have a second?
Dawn Corcoran, I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize application 20PB04 Piscataway Centennial Developers LLC for preliminary and final site plan.
Can I get a second?
Dawn Corcoran, I'll second that.
I will second that. Sorry.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 7, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of September the 9th, 2020.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize the minutes from the regular meeting of September 9th, 2020.
Is there a second?
Second, Gabrielle.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor
Madam
Waller?
Chair?
Reverend Kenny's here.
Yes, Reverend Kenny's here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Okay.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yeah.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Site plan. Item number 8, 19PB34.
Here we go. Laura, I need permission to record.
Oh.
How do you do that?
What do you do? Tom,
do that.
You have any advice on? She needs permission to record?
The host.
Who's speaking?
This is the court reporter.
Susan Reese.
Okay.
I have no reporter. Idea.
Because I have Laura, my audio plugged in, it's not picking it up.
Okay. Laura already is recording this, too.
Yeah, on the computer and on my other machine, so I can send you a disc or a recording.
Yeah,
if you have
okay.
To.
It's just, all right.
Because there's nowhere to share recording on here, so I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm good. Thanks.
Are you having a problem with your audio, Madam Court Reporter?
Yes and no. I can hear you. It's just a little on the quiet side. And when I put it on audio, it'll go through my earphones and I can hear it loud on my writer. And it's not, and I did two depositions today, so I know it's definitely on your end, but it's okay. I can hear it and that's good enough.
Okay. And Ms. Buckley will be more than happy to give you a copy of the recording and we'll try and speak up and hopefully that will
Thank you.
Any concerns?
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to proceed with the next item, which is item number 819 PB34, preliminary and final site plan bulk variance. Would you please enter your appearance, please, and proceed?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Good evening. My name is Arvin Itall. I'm an attorney at law, licensed to practice in the state of New Jersey. And I represent the applicant before the board this evening. The members of the board may be somewhat familiar with this this site. It is near Romano's on Plainfield Avenue. So if you get off of River Road and you're driving on Plainfield away from River Road, it's on your left-hand side. It is an existing parking lot and single-story structure comprised of approximately 1,775 square feet. It is being used as what's been characterized as medical office use. And what we're proposing on doing is adding a second floor, which will also be 1,775 feet. So essentially, we'll be doubling the size. There are a number of variances that already exist, including a parking variance that we had required in order to have the existing structure. With the increase that's being proposed here, obviously that's a variance that'll be intensified. The other variances are all dimensional variances or setback type variances that are existing conditions that won't be affected or intensified in any way. I have three witnesses that I'd like to present this evening. I'd like to have a representative for the owner of the property and the operator of the property, Mr. Harshal Patel, who's on the line. He'll be our first witness. I'll ask him to unmute. We also have two additional witnesses. We have Herb Latterwald, who is going to be our engineer and provide some engineering testimony. And finally, we've got Steve Druga, and I'm probably going to call Steve first because I'd like to give the board members a feel for what's inside of the facility right now, what's being proposed, since that's what the bulk of the staff reports are focusing on. I'll call him second. And finally, Herb will provide any engineering testimony. Just so we're clear, if I can, as a housekeeping matter, inquire from your board attorney, Mr. Barlow, if jurisdiction lies with the board, if the notices are proper. We did notice for the last meeting, we asked that it be announced and carried for this meeting.
And we did do that. I think Mr. Smith was present on behalf of the applicant at the last hearing, and it was carried, and the board does have jurisdiction.
Thank you. One additional housekeeping matter, we have a number of reports that were generated as a result of this application. I just want to verify the board members not only have this, but that I have all of the reports. We have a fire commissioner, fire marshals. It should be a checkoff. I don't see on my copy of this, which is dated October the 1st of 2019, it's been signed by Fire Marshal Gore. It doesn't indicate, however, whether it's been approved or denied. Generally, it's either approved without a comment or it's denied, and usually there's a comment that's associated with it. So I believe that's something that we need to clarify with Fire Marshal Gore.
If I may, the copy I have is dated October 28th, 2019, and it indicates no comment.
I'm glad I brought that up then. Thank you. I don't have a copy of that. I guess I have the preceding one that did not have anything marked as approved or denied.
Okay, we can obviously get you a copy of that, but it is dated October 28th, 2019 by the fire commissioner, and it indicates no comment.
Thank you. The next report that we have is actually from the Traffic Commission, which indicates that they have reviewed the application to deem that there will be no traffic impact. And that's dated, I believe, December the 16th, 2019, from a meeting on November the 6th, 2019. We have the CME Associates report dated November the 8th, 2019. And finally, we have an updated staff report revised October 9th, 2020 from Mr. Interstein. Original date is November 25th, 2019. If those are the staff reports, I'm ready to proceed, Madam Chair.
If I may, there's a CME report of October 3rd, 2020. Do you have that?
Yeah, Arvin, it was emailed, I think, Monday or Friday.
I do not have that, but I think what we'll do is, with your permission, Madam Chair, if there are any additional questions, perhaps, that Mr. Gottlieb would have, but I'm prepared to address the November 8th, 2019, and perhaps I can impose them upon Mr. Gottlieb just to make sure that there are no additional comments that he'd like us to address. We have our witnesses here that can address those.
And there's also a...
Are with you?
Yes, that's fine.
And just finally, there's a sign-off from the Director of Public Works, Arvin, from 10/29/19, again indicating no comments.
Thank you. Madam Chair, with your permission, if I may call our first witness, Mr. Harshal Patel.
You may, and swear, and we'll have him sworn in.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give me the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you please state and spell your name for the record? Sorry about that.
Harshal Patel. First name is H-A-R-S-H-A-L. Last name P-A-T-E-L.
Thank you.
May I present?
Thank you. Mr. Patel, you're familiar with this site and with this application, are you not?
Yes, I am.
And I've had an opportunity to speak with you and your father, and your family owns this property, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And that's under the entity that's been formed, which is the applicant here, 17 Plainfield Avenue, LLC, correct?
Correct.
So are you familiar with the current tenants and how this operates currently?
Yes, I am.
And are you also familiar with what's proposed before this board in terms of the expansion and what we propose on doing in the new expanded areas?
Yes, I am.
Okay. First, if you would, walk us through what's at the site right now, who rents it or leases it or owns it, and what goes on there currently.
Okay, so currently it's being rented by a health foundation. It's called Serve the Health Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization. Currently there is one medical practitioner who is there, which is focusing in on physical therapy. And he currently occupies the building Monday through Saturday, and there are no other occupants. He has full rental liability for the building.
Okay, so you heard the description that I provided earlier, which is that the one-story structure that's there is approximately 1,775 square feet. There's a parking lot that's immediately adjacent to the only entrance into the property, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So why don't you walk the board members virtually through that property? Once you go inside of the property, what would they see? And then take them counterclockwise, if you would, on that first ground floor and how it's being utilized currently.
Absolutely. So if you walk in the entrance, you're greeted into what is the existing reception area. That is where all the patients come in, and that's our waiting room currently. If you move to the top, it says existing office. That is currently the doctor's office. He currently has his computer and his professional needs all stored in that office.
Let me stop you for a second. That's not for patient visits or for patient examinations, correct?
No, that is not.
That's just for the doctor, him or her, to actually have a place to go, a desk, to make phone calls and so forth, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
And then we have three exam rooms which are lined up. They are currently being used as storage. There is no activity in those three exam rooms. Those exam rooms are to be used by the three new medical professionals that we're going to be involving in the team.
Now go ahead and walk us.
The next, where it says existing hallway, that is currently being used to store all the medical supplies, whether it's gauze, band-aids, antiseptics, all of those medical needs that the doctor needs are held in that area. And then there's two existing restrooms, and then the two exam rooms that are next to each other, those exam rooms are currently being used by the physical therapist. Those are his practicing rooms. And then you go to what is labeled as a existing waiting area. That is the inpatient first room where blood pressure, vitals, and things of that nature would be conducted.
Okay. Now you said that this is for physical therapy, correct?
Correct.
And how many physical therapists currently work there at any given time?
Just one.
What are the hours for that physical therapist?
Currently, it's 6 to 5.
You said it's a nonprofit organization, so it's Monday through Saturday, one physical therapist, 6:30 in the morning, but no later than 5, correct?
Correct.
We're not proposing on changing those hours if this board were to approve the applications before them currently, is that correct?
That is correct.
And we're not proposing on adding any new physicians working for physical therapy at that time, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so what's being proposed is a second story that's going to be added, correct?
That is correct.
And that's not going to be essentially a mirror image of that first floor. Can you walk us through the second floor?
Okay, so when you come up to the second floor, I'll begin where it says the new closet on the right side of the plan. That is just going to be a utility closet. Moving to the next room, which is the new file room, that is going to be a universal filing room for the doctors to store any patient files that they may be needed, which will be under lock and key. And then moving forward, there's three new offices which are in the proposed second floor plan. Those are going to be used for the additional practitioners that we're going to be taking on in the team. We feel that it is appropriate for them to also have their private areas for their professional needs. Then there's two closets. Again, just normal closet spaces for each office. And then we move to a bathroom. And then finally, we have a new meeting room, which is going to be utilized for all the doctors to meet. Also for any housekeeping needs.
Okay. Now, we're going to have three doctors' private offices, correct?
That is correct.
Total. Okay. Will there ever be three doctors there at one time?
No.
Okay, so are you prepared to accept as a condition, if this board were to approve the application, that we would have no more than one medical practitioner there, physician, at a time?
That is correct.
Okay. Are you also prepared to accept as a condition of any approval this board may grant that we would have no office hours after 5 p.m.?
That is correct.
There's also a bathroom on the second floor, which shows as a full bath. And the concern that the board may have, as expressed in the staff report that Mr. Interesting put together, was that this may be converted at some point to a living facility. Would you agree to a condition that there be no residential use of this property?
Yes.
If the board wanted to remove that bathtub, are you okay with the bath or shower being removed?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any other questions for the witness at this time, if the board members have any questions.
Does anyone on the board have a meeting of this, have any questions of this witness?
Madam Chair, it's Councilwoman Cahill. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much for the time, and thank you, Mr. Patel. I had a quick question for you. The additional practitioners, are they also doctors of physical therapy, similar to the existing practitioner there on site now?
No, they are not. They all have their own specific specialties.
And so they would all then, each one, take turns using on the first floor the examining rooms, nothing on the second floor.
That is correct. They will each have an individual dedicated exam room, only to be used when they are using the facility.
Do you know what kind of doctors you're looking to attract, or you're not sure yet?
Yes, we do have three specialties that we have confirmed. One is going to be internal medicine, an optometrist, and a phlebotomist as well.
Sorry, did you say phlebotomist?
Correct.
And I would guess that these doctors coming in would have to be looking very carefully at the space to make sure that each for their individual practice they have everything they need. I mean, it would seem to me probably the equipment's going to have to be added, especially for optometry, et cetera.
That is correct.
Okay. I forgot. I had one other question, but I will pass to someone else. If I think of it, I'll come back on that question.
Does anyone else on the board have any questions of this witness?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, if I may.
Yep. Go ahead.
Mr. Athel, I know that your client testified that if this were approved, there would be, you know, conditions within the resolution stating that three doctors, only one doctor at any time, no office hours after 5 p.m., and no residential use. In addition to a condition in the resolution, would your client also be agreeable to a deed restriction? Again, just reiterating those three points.
I've not had an opportunity to discuss that with my client. And just so the board members are aware, but maybe I should get Mr. Patel to expand on this a little bit, because I think that Councilwoman Cahill hit upon an important point, and I don't want to mislead the board. These are volunteers. These aren't doctors that are coming in with their private practices looking to expand their practices, is it?
No, this is not. This is completely volunteer-based, again, nonprofit. They are coming at their own will.
And so when you're talking about limiting it to one physician at a time, it'd be wonderful if we could have three there at a time, but these are all volunteers and you're trying to space them out so that they can actually see patients as the need may arise in the community. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Not to sidestep the question that Ms. Corcoran Gardella had brought up, but a deed restriction would limit the property legally from being used for any other purpose other than this commercial use. And essentially saying, look, you're not gonna have a residential use here. I'm not sure that on the fly I could agree to that on behalf of my client. I haven't had an opportunity to express that or explain that to my client. But I would hope that as a condition of any approval that they may have, that this is a condition that can be enforced just as equally as though it was a deed restriction. I feel a little reluctant in on the fly saying, yes, we could agree to that in this virtual setting, at least. I could, in a non-virtual setting, I could probably take a few minutes and explain that to my client.
I'm thinking from the town side. I mean, how do we enforce this? How do we know that, okay, doctor number one is only working this many hours on this many days? You know, how do you regulate that?
Well, it's an interesting
question. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Short of walking into the examination room, even with a deed restriction, there's no way to enforce that. Even if there was a deed restriction, a way that the township could certainly see that there is more than one physician is if there's a parking issue that arises, which they haven't had so far.
Not yet, but again, now we're putting a whole nother second story on top of the existing building, and we're adding three new offices, you know, kitchenette, we got the bathroom. I mean,
right, this is a nonprofit entity that owns a property. I would, again, be reluctant to advise them without going through the pluses and the minuses, beyond just their own ownership of agreeing to a deed restriction. I would ask that that matter be deferred to perhaps a developer's agreement.
Madam Chair, if I may, this is Mayor Waller.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a big problem with this kitchenette and everything up on the second floor. This has the smell of turning it into a residential above there. We've seen too many things go on in town. If I'm going to vote in favor of this application, there's nothing upstairs.
So I want to be clear, Mr. Mayor, are you indicating there would be no upstairs permitted, or...
No kitchen or anything to that effect up there, Arvin. No bathrooms.
I think what we agreed to was that we'd remove the tub or the shower that were there. So there still would be a bathroom upstairs.
Yeah, but here's part of the problem, Arvin. You're now telling me this is like all volunteers are going to be there. Who's to say that next thing you know, some people start sleeping there? I don't know. I got a philosophical problem with this. I don't have a problem with them having the practice, but I got a problem with everything else on the second floor. I got to tell you, Arvin, you don't have my vote if that goes through like that.
Understood. Again, virtual...
Madam Chair, it's Councilwoman Kayo.
Go ahead.
Mr. Artel, if I could just... Right. Well, you're just mulling about what the mayor is suggesting there. I mean, I don't disagree. I think we had an application that went through our zoning board where it was a similar circumstance, doctor's office downstairs. We had to really limit what was allowed on that second floor. I don't remember the address, but there is certainly is an example of that. But I do want to ask this one question. That's not really why I interrupted, but just while you're thinking about that other issue there. With the doctors coming in to volunteer, would Mr. Patel expand upon the nonprofit and which maybe segment of society gets to tap into these volunteer doctors? Would that be a fair question?
Mr. Barlow, do you see anything wrong with the question as it's posed?
No, I think it's a good clarification, and along those lines, one of the things I did want to clarify, I don't know if Mr. Patel or Mr. Anthol, there's an optometrist, an internal medicine doctor, a phlebotomist, along with a physical therapist?
That's correct.
A doctor of physical therapy or just a physical therapist?
Doctor of physical therapy.
Okay, so there's one, you're going to have four doctors total that are going to be alternating hours and days, Monday through Saturday, 6 to, is it 6 or 6:30 a.m. to 5?
It's 6 to 5.
Okay. And I was going to ask, could you just expand, what is the charity? Is it the Health Foundation? Is that the name of it?
Yes, it's Sarvodaya Health Foundation.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sarvodaya Health Foundation.
Can you spell that?
Sarvodaya.
Thank you.
Health Foundation. Okay.
Madam Chair, if I may jump in again, this is Mayor Waller. This is going to be an enforcement issue, regulating all these doctors. I don't know, Arvin. I think what we're going to have to do, you're going to have to come back to meet with the staff on this. Otherwise, this application is going to get carried tonight. Because I don't know. This is the first time I'm hearing about all this. I don't know. I got a huge problem with this application now. I mean, you're talking four doctors coming in. So the onus is going to be on the town to regulate this. The staff's got enough to do out there. I mean, something's not right.
Understood. What I'll do is I'll put in our testimony for this evening, and I'd ask that you defer on the decision for this evening. We'll carry this and then meet with the staff to go over the specifics maybe we can tailor some mechanism for enforcement. And in the meanwhile, I'll also be able to have a discussion with my client about the pros and the cons of a deed restriction, which I think the concept itself is a good idea, I think, but I want to make sure that it's not just Mr. Patel. This is a nonprofit organization, so
yeah. There's
an area board that's also responsible for this, and I would hate to put Mr. Patel in a position, especially in this virtual setting, of making a snap decision that may not be one that the board's authorized Mr. Patel to make.
No, I agree with you, Arvin. Madam Chair, I don't have an objection with the counselor moving forward with putting the testimony on.
Go ahead, Mr. Barlow. I think you have a question or a comment.
Certainly, while we have the witnesses here, we should take the testimony and we can just wait till next month. But could Mr. Patel or Arvin, if you had said this is the American Heart Association, American Care, or Planned Parenthood, I think we'd all have an understanding of the foundation. I've never heard of this particular charity. Would Mr. Patel or someone be in a position to just tell us about it?
Sure. Marshall, this is an Asian Indian nonprofit, health-oriented organization. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And the idea is to promote holistic medical care. In the case of physical therapists, which is what you generally provide, which is exclusively what you provide right now, this is not exclusive to the South Asian community, but this includes the South Asian community. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So if I was a member of the, not necessarily South Asian community, let's just say I live in Piscataway, how would I come to know about and utilize the services that might be provided by you?
Right now, everything is word of mouth. So people talk to each other, the word gets out. And then we do everything on an appointment basis because, of course, there's only one doctor there. So once they call in, the doctor gets an idea of what the patient needs and then schedules to meet with the patient. And then based on the needs of the patient, it could either be a one-time visit or it could be an ongoing visit for a certain length of time.
And how long has this organization been in existence?
4 years now.
And you accept just donations, or do you charge people for the services that are provided?
Everything is on a donation basis. If they choose to, they could donate. If they don't have the money, don't have the means, then we serve everyone just as equally.
Okay. And the practitioners that you're thinking of bringing on board, right now you just have the physical therapist.
Correct.
Is the physical therapist paid by your organization?
No.
Purely volunteer?
Purely volunteer.
And is it just one physical therapist, or do you have more than one?
Just one.
Okay. Is there any other locations?
No, this is the only location.
And what prompted the formation of this organization?
It all started from the church. There was a lot of people who needed help, didn't have the means to get the help or the money to get the help they needed. And it was a combination of the need that was there, but no one to fill that need on a nonprofit basis.
Madam Chair, Councilwoman Cahill again. Thank you. So, Mr. Patel, if I just may expand upon that. So right now, pretty much the church members from a particular church are made aware, and then it goes word of mouth from there?
Not anymore. Now it's just the clientele we have. They have now been speaking to other people and speaking about their results, and it's just been a climbing effort. We no longer...
Right.
It was kind of born in that setting, but that setting is no longer still a big core.
Right. The need expanded, and now it's obviously the reason why you're looking to expand. And if I may just ask one other question with regard to eligibility. I mean, are you guys, is it anyone who walks in and says they can either not pay or they can donate $5, $10, or whatever it may be? Is there a criteria, or are essentially your doors open to anyone who's seeking this kind of help?
The doors are open to anyone seeking the help.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Mr. Arenthal, are you finished with this witness?
I am, unless the board members have additional questions.
Well, I have to open it to the public.
Mr. Gottlieb has some questions.
Madam Chair?
Mr. Gottlieb, go ahead.
I just have one question regarding the staffing for Mr. Patel. Do you have any, with any of these doctors, do they have any nurse practitioners with them? Because that could also add to staffing.
No, they do not.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Is there a receptionist? Is there people that take you from the waiting room to see the doctor in the exam room?
There will be one other person with the doctor. Obviously, the doctor can't do the reception part and treat the patient, so there will be one assistant for each doctor, which they will provide.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? We would like to open it up to the public. Or do you see anybody?
I do not see anyone, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Closed to the public for this witness. Okay, you may call your next witness.
Thank you. With your permission, Madam Chair, if I may call Mr. Steve Druga, who I'd like to have qualified as an expert in the field of architecture.
You may lay your foundation.
My name is Steve Druga, registered architect, offices at 250 Stoughton Road, Piscataway, New Jersey. Been an architect since 1976.
Let me make sure you get sworn in first.
Yes, please. Can we have Mr. Druga sworn in, please? Ms. Saunders? Is she muted out?
She's probably muted out.
Here she comes.
I think I was muted. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
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 Okay. Mr. Druga, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Steve Druga, D-R-U-G-A.
Thank you.
You may proceed.
Thank you. Steve, you're a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey, is that correct?
Correct.
And you've been accepted by a number of boards, planning and zoning boards throughout the state of New Jersey, including the Piscataway Township's zoning board and planning board in the past.
Yes, that is correct.
And do you recall the last time that you were before this board?
It's been a while. I've just been before the zoning board about a couple months ago.
And since the last time that you were before the zoning board, were you accepted as an expert, first of all, by the zoning board?
Yes.
And have your credentials changed in any way since that time until now?
No, they have not.
Madam Chair, I would ask that he be accepted as an expert in the area of architecture.
We'll accept him as an expert in architecture.
Thank you. Steve, you've heard the application, you're familiar with the application, you've heard the testimony that Mr. Patel provided earlier. I'm going to ask you, if you wouldn't mind, let's go through the upstairs, which seems to be of understandable concern for the board members. There is a full bathroom that has been shown upstairs. Can you tell us why a full bathroom was designed upstairs?
Well, originally we had thought about, in case there's any medical emergency, you have a bath or a shower to be able to wash anything that might happen. That's really the cause of that. But shower or the bath can be eliminated as far as that's concerned.
Okay. So we're okay with eliminating that if the board was to make that a condition, one of the conditions of an approval, if there is an approval.
Yes. But as far as the bathroom facility, the building code mandates a bathroom in that area on that second floor. So we really can't eliminate the bathroom because the office area, the building code mandates a bathroom facility. On each floor.
We've also heard that the mayor made an understandable comment about the kitchenette. Can you tell us what exactly is being proposed in the kitchenette?
Kitchenette is just basically a coffee area for lunch or for a snack. That's really what it is.
So there'll be a microwave, most likely?
Microwave and maybe a coffee machine, and that's it.
We're not proposing a stove or an oven.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. And if there was an approval by this board of the application, would you be okay with making sure that your plans and that a condition of the approval would be that we not have a stove, dishwasher, or an oven, which are generally found in kitchens that people would use for places that they live in?
Yes, no, wouldn't have any problem with that.
Okay.
And incorporate all that into the plan.
Steve, if I can take you through the staff reports that have been generated as a result of this application. One of the comments was that the facility itself needs to be ADA compliant, both the access to the facility and also within the facility. How are we making sure that that's done?
Existing facility, there is existing ramp on the exterior that leads to the entrance to the building. That will be utilized. Once you're in the building, the areas on the floor, the entryway and the hallways are the width required for ADA accessibility. The first floor, it will be an ADA accessible bathroom facility, and the hallways and doorways are ADA accessible. As far as there's no ADA accessibility on the second floor, but there's no elevator. So basically, patients are limited to the first floor.
Now, there are some renovations that are being proposed for the first floor as well, is that correct?
Yes, it's basically the entryway, a new ADA entryway with a stair going to the second floor. But right now, presently, it's a single-story structure, so we have to take space to put a second stairway to the second floor.
Okay. And can you give us the size of the rooms on the first floor as we're proposing them to be, and then do the same thing for the second floor?
The exam rooms are roughly 10 by 12, approximately. The existing reception area, that's probably 9 foot by 15 foot. Existing waiting room, about 9 by 10. Restroom, the exam room, the restroom is roughly 5 by 8. One is 5 by 8, and the existing restroom is 5 by 5, which is a non-ADA restroom. The examiner's room to the rear, approximately 12 by 14 apiece, the two exam rooms on the first floor. Second floor, the offices, the dimensions are 13, roughly 14 by 14 on either side, 13 for one on one side, 14 on the other side, 4 foot 10 hallway. New office to the left, 13 by 14, and the file rooms are roughly 8 foot by 14 feet with a closet, storage closet. Bathroom facility would be roughly 8 by 7. Be at present, and the new meeting room towards the front, which would be about 25 foot the width of the building and 12 foot deep with the closet. For a meeting room for the doctors, the medical staff.
The reason I asked you to go through both the first floor and the second floor as a design that's being done is that you've also designed residential homes, have you not?
Yes.
Would this be easily translatable to residential use?
Evidently, yes, it can be.
Okay. Except there's no closet.
Except there's no closets in the room, bedroom. Well, there are closets in the office area. The exam rooms have no closets.
Is there any design that you can offer in addition to what we've offered right now that would give them a guarantee that any room could never be used as a habitable bedroom?
That's highly unlikely. Any room could be used, any office could be used as a bedroom.
And even any office that exists currently, right?
Currently, yes.
Just on our property.
Here or anywhere, any office facility, a room the size of an office, 12 by 12, could be easily become a bedroom. All you need to do is put a closet in there or a wardrobe, and that would become a bedroom, could become a bedroom.
I don't have any other questions for Mr. Druga, if the board members have any questions.
Madam Chair, it's Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes,
to Mr. Druga's point, about any office being turned into bedroom, all you have to do is add a closet. So I think the question is why do these offices need closets?
Well, the new offices on the second floor, proposed second floor, are for the individual physicians. And his closet is for their files or equipment, whatever they might use in their practice.
I'm sorry, equipment, like meaning what kind of equipment?
Whatever their particular
specialty
would be.
But Mr. Druga, according to Mr. Patel, that would not happen on that floor. On the second floor, the doctors will only see patients in the exam rooms on the first floor.
Yes, that's correct.
The second floor equipment would not be there. It would be on the first floor. And correct me if I'm wrong, any business office I've been in, filing cabinets are along a wall, not in a closet. So let's scrap the closets and then, you know, we can call it a day in addition to some of these, the other changes we need.
Steve, can we eliminate the closets upstairs?
Yes, they can be eliminated.
And we could have a storm.
Mr. Patel has a particular need that a particular physician might need that space for their files or whatever, or supplies for their particular practice.
Madam Chair, I apologize also. Let me just confirm with Mr. Patel. I would strongly urge him to consider the elimination of the closets upstairs. Are we okay with that, Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Thank you. So we'll take that off the table.
Okay.
This is Tom Barlow. Could you have him address number two in Mr. Hinterstein's report in terms of stepping back the second floor addition?
Sure, let me do that. Mr. Hinterstein indicated that the setback is, which already exists for the front yard, is that much more prominent as a result of this now second floor being added. What architectural features have we added to sort of soften or eliminate that?
The original preliminary plan had a gable roof to the front, which made it look like a three-story front wall. We eliminated that gable to the front and a sloped roof sloping from the second floor ceiling towards the center of the building. That gives it the appearance of not being as tall, but you don't have a flat wall going all the way up three stories. You're going to have a flat wall for two stories. The other option is that set to construct the building with the second floor setback causes structural problems to actual construction of the facility with there are no existing load-bearing walls on that first floor that would be able to support the front wall of the second floor.
You would have to build the second floor wall as a continuation of the first floor wall, but we can soften it with the other architectural features.
Yes, and soften it with those architectural features.
Any other questions from the board? Hearing no questions, I'll open it up to the public. Do we have any requests for the public, questions of this witness?
No, Madam Chair.
All right, close to the public for this witness. Thank you, Mr. Druga. Any other witnesses for you? You want to call?
Thank you. We can call Mr. Lauterwald. And Herb, can you turn on your camera as well, please?
I can't see him on mine. Okay.
Tama hit the video.
Witnessing.
Herb, you're there.
Herb?
Is his name Elvis also?
No, it's Herb.
I don't see Herb on my screen.
I see him on my screen.
He's there. The video.
I see him on my screen too.
Yeah, I see the name.
Right. Okay. Herb, if you can hear us, can you at least respond audibly? Make sure that you're not on mute.
He could type in the chat too, Arvin.
Yeah, let me try.
I think he walked away. Ah.
Herb, where are you?
If I could just put you on the board on mute, just temporarily. Let me see if I can reach him on the phone line.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you.
Laura, you're in the office tomorrow, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
We lost two witnesses?
We lost Herb. And he was such a good witness that he counts as two. He's having some computer issues and cannot log on.
Okay.
And given the new DCA guidelines, I know that he needs to be here on video.
You want this on the record, Arvin?
Yes, this is all on the record.
Okay.
You have a proposal?
What I would ask is that the matter be adjourned or carried to the next meeting. I wanted to put in all our testimony, but obviously some things are in our control and technology obviously is not one of those things.
This is 2020.
Barely.
So since we're going to carry this meeting anyway, is that your request?
I would ask respectfully if it be carried to the next meeting and that there be an announcement this evening, and we'll conclude with Mr. Lauterwald. I don't know the availability of our other witness, Mr. Druga, or the meeting date, so perhaps if we can at least clear that up.
The next meeting date is going to be November the 4th.
Steve, are you okay for November 4th?
Yes, I will be available.
Great.
Laura, do you see any problem with that on our calendar? I don't have the rest.
We should be good, Madam Chair.
Okay. Fine. That's fine. We can adjourn it until November the 4th.
My apologies to the board.
Madam Chair?
Mr. Gottlieb, yes?
Yes, could I just, is Mr. Lauterwald going to be able to provide some testimony on the parking?
In terms of the parking demand?
Yes.
I think that maybe we can have Mr. Patel provide that this evening. He could certainly give us a testimony on what's being proposed in terms of the parking field, but Mr. Patel can, and he'll be available at the next hearing as well. I'll make a note that we'll address parking at the next hearing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, put that on the agenda. Thank you, everyone. Let's see what's left on our agenda for tonight. Item number 9, motion to pay the bills.
So moved, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. May I get a second?
Reverend Kenny, second.
Roll call, Ms. Buckley.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran? Yes. Ms. Saunders? Carol?
She's muted.
She's raising her hand, so that's a yes. No, she's not muted, but she raised her hand.
Yeah, she's on two lines, and one of them is muted.
That's why. Oh, I see. Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, the bills have been paid. Is there any other business, or else I'm make a motion to adjourn?
So, Madam Chair, we for the public, then the next time we're going to have this at this application is November 4th, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
And there won't be any additional notice. The matter's been carried, so you won't get an, if any members of the public are on the meeting, you won't get another letter in the mail. Just diary it for November 4th, 2020 at 7:30 p.m. The login information can be found on the township website when the agenda is posted. Correct, Ms. Buckley?
Correct, Mr. Barlow.
Okay. Having no other business before us, this meeting is adjourned.
Laura?
Yes.
Hold on a second. I want to keep you on for something on the audio.
Okay. Well, let's...
The rest
I'm sorry. I thought you guys were done.
I still know if there was a second to close.
Yeah.
Was there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Right now, the only thing we might have on is this one, Minaret, which is a subdivision.
Well, what is that?
This is over.
Okay, so it's adjourned?
Motion.
The motion has carried.
All in favor?
And a second. Aye. Roll call, yes. Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Is there any objection to us adjourning?
No objection here.
8:27. Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night, everyone.
See you
safe.
Next month.
You too.
Happy Halloween.
Okay, honey. I got a question for you. Only because you know what? When I have the scopist, she won't be able to hook up if she has any questions on my outlines. Something somehow on your end for the regular audio got shut off totally.
I have no idea. I did the same thing I always do, so I don't know how to do that.
When I signed on, it said, hold on, let me see if I hit audio. I'm not going to keep you long, just like 30 seconds.
No, that's fine.
I hit record at the bottom of my icon where it's share screen.
Mm-hmm.
When I hit record, it says, let's see, let me hit OR. OR. No, it's saying, please ask the host to give you permission to record.
I don't know how to do that. I've never had to do that before.
Okay.
I'll ask IT.
Yeah, you can ask IT.
Permission to record.
You know why? You'll have other reporters going crazy.
Yeah, well, we've been doing this for months. I never had an issue before, so I don't know why.
Neither have I. I've always been able to. Yeah. It syncs in with the recording, but now it's definitely shut off.
All right, cool. All right, I wrote myself a sticky note. I will call IT in the morning and ask for permission to record.
Yeah, it's because it's blocking, you know. Okay.